This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Jennifer Harder, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-H-A-R-D-E-R. Date of birth, April 14, 1981. Date of appointment, December 1, 2022. Requesting physician, Lori Schreiner, L-O-R-I-S-C-H-R-I-N-E-R. Dear Lori Schreiner, I have the pleasure of seeing Jennifer Harder today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. Yeah, as you know, she's 41-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who on November 1st, 2022 at about 10:40 a.m. Playing tennis. Sun was shining, so she closed the eye and depth perception was off. Left eye had a explosion of flash, then right eye become dark and blurry. Left eye was already dark and blurry. She started slurring her words. She was playing with a person who was optometrist. She took her to her office and she dilated the pupil and became catatonic. She was having out-of-body experience. Right side of the body became curled up and numb. Speech was slurred. Whole episode lasted 3 to 5 minutes. She lay herself to the ground, able to say words. Heart was beating fast, no shortness of breath. EMT said it is panic attack, could not remember anything. Taken to the emergency room, CT of the head was negative. 81, calm her down. 3 days after that, she was feeling rushing blood into the head. Past medical history, anxiety, PTSD, depression, ADD, asthma. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Ambien, Adderall, Lexapro, birth control pills, asthma inhaler. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She's a self-employed bookkeeper and musician. She's divorced, lives alone, have no children. Family is the mother alive with high blood pressure, father alive with migraine, hearing loss. One brother with migraine. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety, urinary pain, recurrent UTI. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep plantar reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 41-year-old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, transient ischemic attack. Number two, rule out epilepsy. Number three, depression. Number four, anxiety. Number five, ADD. Number six, PTSD. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain, EEG, carotid ultrasound, and echocardiogram. Cardiology consult is recommended. May need aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in about 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.